Hi, everybody. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler. We're all from Indy Realty. Don Geisler also is our designated broker for Indy Realty and the owner of the company.
Hello, hello.
And who we have on the show today is Mike Dalton from Pioneer Title Agency. I want to say PTA.
Yeah, that's
Pioneer
us.
Title Agency. Pioneer Agency. So we're happy to have you on air today. Today, I wanted to, it's going to be a little somber today because today is our last show. We've decided to do other things. We have a heck of a schedule ahead of us the rest of the year, so we decided to put this aside and concentrate on some real estate. And
but we're still available.
Are we?
We are. We're okay. Still available. You just have to call us. And instead of it being a one-way conversation that kind of goes out over the airwaves, we can have a face-to-face. We can have a cup of coffee. So absolutely still here to answer questions and talk about the industry. So you can swing by the office. I know we had a listener stop by the office this last week, and we appreciate that. We're still available.
Yeah, and the other thing is that if you want to come by the office, we're at 7255 East Tango Verde, and you can get a hold of us at 520-904-7711. It's myself, 520-850-1725 is Sandra, and 520-373-6864. Is Daniel. We're going to be a little, like I said, a little somber. We're really happy about this. The fact is that we have some great sponsors, and we'll talk about them throughout the hour show. But let's get back to Mike. How you been, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Thank me for having me on the ultimate show. I don't know what I did to deserve this honor, but on behalf of all your guests, you guys have really put together a great program over the last 2 years. Yeah. You've had a great group of sponsors, a great group of guests, and I think this is just a hiatus, not a goodbye.
Right. I like that.
Absolutely. And in the interim, just want to reiterate what Sandra had said, that Ray and Sandra and Danielle are still available at the office at 7255 East Tanca Verde Road. And you mentioned it quickly, but it was just so gratifying, like over the past week, to have listeners actually come in and say, hey, we listen to you every week and we appreciate what you do. And, you know, we're always telling people the office is always open for the community to come in. And everybody's always welcome to pop in, say hello at Indy Realty.
Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of conversations with our industry in general, right, about compensation and, yes, and value and what is the consumer actually getting when they make a purchase of a real estate property,
other than a bill for like $300,000-$400,000.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll start with the small pieces first. But it's actually part of the national conversation. We want to see an increase in home ownership.
Absolutely.
We want to see more of a gateway for people to get into those entry-level houses, and across the country, those are some serious conversations that are taking place right now. And I think what I want to kind of just sort of get across is what you get when you receive title and escrow services. Because a lot of people say, oh, my house is in escrow, and some people will say, okay, that's nice, but they have no idea what's going on.
You know, I find that when you talk about, you know, like opening an escrow account, and people think of the account that's held with their mortgage, and they immediately kind of direct our conversation that way. So you're right, they don't really understand what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. So in Arizona, we're two separate, for the most part, we do two separate parts of the transaction. We're the escrow agent, which means we're the disinterested third party that follows instructions to make sure everybody's made whole per the written instructions that we receive, whether it's contract, lender's instructions, notes that have been agreed to on napkins sometimes, just depending on what's going.
And we appreciate that you do that, and that you are a disinterested third party. So thank you for that.
And then there's the title insurance side. And and really for the listeners, I want to kind of clarify what you're getting with the title insurance policy, because there's a couple of different parts to it. If you're taking out a mortgage, most times the lender is going to require that their loan is insured against foreclosure, which means that when you purchase the house and we first record the vesting that gives you ownership, whether it's your joint tenancy, however you want to take title. The next document that comes in the sequence of recordation, that's usually a deed of trust, which is representing the mortgage. It's a lien on the property. And where what the lender wants is they want to know if you don't make your payments or you don't meet the terms of the performance requirements for the loan, that they have the first right of foreclosure, because that secures their property. So that's one part where we ensure the lender that if something goes south and you don't make the payments aren't being made and mm-hmm. they have to foreclose, that they actually can take the property and foreclose on it. And then there's the owner's policy. And traditionally, in Arizona, as written in the AAR contract, the seller pays for the owner's title insurance policy. And what that really is the total cost of is about 1% of the transaction for the escrow services and title services, roughly. A little bit less, depending. The percentage goes down as the price goes up. But what we do is we really put together the research and the requirements that when the person purchases the property, they know that they're going to own the house, and they're going to own the house subject to there's an HOA on the property. There may be deed restrictions, there may be a road agreement, but everything that is going to give somebody some sort of interest in their property and maybe limit how they can use their property, we're gonna make sure they know about, and we insure it, but we're gonna guarantee that everything on that piece of paper is what is the condition of your property. So we guarantee that, and it's a one time charge for the owner's policy. And really, what we're doing is we're doing all the cleanup, we're doing all the research, and all the vetting. So when that transaction is consummated, everybody's made whole. Now, if you go and you buy something on Amazon and it's not what you ordered, you can there's a process for returning the property,
right?
Returning the purchase. What's going to happen? I mean, if you don't have a disinterested third party and somebody that's doing researching the property with a title database that's pretty much all of the recorded instruments in Pima County, you know, you're leaving yourself a lot of exposure. And if something goes wrong, who you're the buyer, who are you going to go after? Well, first person you're going to call, if you've used agents, you're usually going to call your agents.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, is it an attorney? Is it the seller? How do you rectify that?
Yeah, we're going to continue this conversation with Mike Dalton from Pioneer Title Agency on the other side of the break. Hi, everybody. We're back with Mike Dalton. He is he's the owner. Did I say the owner?
He's maybe he is.
I'm not the owner. Yeah, no. I'm a Pima County area manager.
There you go. Pima County area manager.
Don't tell Keith that you heard that.
Yes, please. We will get in no trouble with a Pioneer Title Agency. You're here with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler. I'd like to remind everybody that Don Geisler is the designated broker for Indy Realty, and he's also the owner of the company, which is a local company here at Tucson Station that's living at 7255 East Tanga Verde. Let's continue our conversation with you, Mike. What else did you? We were on the point of talking about title insurance, and you were telling me about the fact that it's like going to Costco and returning your.
Yeah. So when you buy the house, you know, if you have your home inspection, all the physical things. But if somebody comes in and says, hey, which has happened, you get a notice on your door that says, hey, you're being evicted. And you're like, what? I just bought the house and I went through this whole process. Or you get a letter in the mail like, oh, hey, there's a notice of foreclosure.
And most of us would go, oh, this is a scam, and throw it away.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because we know better.
So where are you going to turn to? Well, you know, whether it's me or some of my good competitors out there, you're going to turn to the title company.
Okay.
for clarification. And that's where the title policy really comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't have that, you're going to be out of pocket with an attorney just to start things rolling.
Right.
With title insurance, a lot of times we will jump in and the title insurer will have either their own counsel or they'll hire outside counsel, get in and address those issues that are putting your title in jeopardy. And you know, we've seen cases you know, where the timing of recordation of the transaction and something recorded maybe 2 days prior, the database didn't fully catch it. There's a gap there's a gap coverage where we go ahead and we address those issues. A lot of times, you know, what'll happen is the title company will take care of the issue, and then they'll go after the party responsible for creating the situation. So it really is at the end of the day, something that, you know, we guarantee in that piece of paper that here is your usage. These are the exceptions to how you're going to use. We're making you aware of these, substantive issues with the property, not issues, but matters that are of the property. And so, you know, the bang for the buck, you figure, you know, you pay it once at closing and it covers you going forward. And it's always, you always can pick up the phone and if you have any questions about title or something you get in the mail, you can always call your title company and we'll be happy to take your questions and answer anything that we can for you.
Hey, Mike,
I had a client reach out to me last week and had a question about insurance, and so I reached out to, not title insurance, but I reached out to my escrow officer 8 o'clock at night, and I'm telling you, I had an answer for this client before 9 o'clock. And I'm not advocating that your employees work at that hour, but I'm telling you that they care. That's what I want you to know, is that they're responsive and that they care. And our when we have questions, we get answers back.
Yeah, yeah, and I will say that on behalf of the escrow industry and the title industry, that we really do have a lot of great people that I don't think the general public realize really have a really want to see people satisfied and happy with their transaction. Because really, it's, you know, it's the biggest, for most people, it's the biggest financial undertaking they're going to have. And we really take it seriously, and we want to make it a great experience for the client. And I got to say, it's really enjoyable when we have great real estate professionals that we get to work with. It makes the whole process really enjoyable for everybody. And I got to tell you, thank you both, Don, thank you as well, because our escrow, my escrow folks, entitled folks that work with your folks, it's top notch. It's just top notch.
Well, I really appreciate you mentioning that. And I can absolutely tell you that it goes both ways.
Yeah,
100%. Because, you know, we are exposed and do a lot of business across the board with lots of people, and I have just flat out been stating pretty often lately, you know, that I'm feeling like we get the best service, the best care, you know, from you guys, and we think that you guys do a fantastic job.
That makes me proud. Thank you.
I was actually going to ask Don about that, because it is part of our relationship, you know, is making sure that the service carries over on the business side for us as well. And there are times, I mean, things happen in transactions, and they're not always in our control. But just knowing that you have someone who is there to answer the questions, is there to help you problem solve, because that's what we do, really, is mm-hmm. problem solving. And it's great to have that relationship.
I'm sorry about that, Sandra. I just wrote a couple things down to remind me. And it seemed like a bunch of C's. You guys care. You guys are always calm in a transaction. All kinds of things come up. And when you're dealing with such a large purchase, a large amount of money transactions, you get kind of nervous. And you guys are always calm. You always care. And you always communicate.
Oh,
those
yeah.
are things that amazes me about your company and about your agents at Pioneer Title Agency. I'm going to tell you the people we work with. They are amazing at what they do for us and how they help us out. And always there. I mean, like you said, you call them anytime there. They'll come up with an answer. If not, they will find one and get back to you.
And Raymond, it just really shows when you're working with somebody, the folks at Pioneer, it really shows that they really care.
Yes.
Because the issues that we tend to end up dealing with in getting a transaction done, when I said across the board, because we don't always get to dictate who we're using as escrow and title partner on a particular, you know, transaction. And we can tell when our transaction, our client, our situation is not a priority for the person that we're dealing with on
yes,
the other side.
Absolutely.
And we most certainly never experience that at Pioneer. I mean, just across the board, we get wonderful service. And it just shines through that they care about people and they care about the transaction.
Yeah. And we have just about a minute left, but you guys also really are involved in the community. So
yeah.
As
yeah,
we go to break, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we're a family-owned company, and we have like seven principles. But one of the seven core principles that we have is leave things better. So I'm really proud of our philanthropic endeavors as a kid who grew up here in Tucson for the better part of 48 years of my life. Our ability of you know, we support the community. The community is better off for it. We have a better community. People want to come here. It feeds back into itself. So we're very, very fortunate that's one of our core values. Good times or bad, we're going to do what we can.
Yeah, we truly want to thank Pioneer Title Agency and Mike Dalton for being a sponsor of our show. They've been such good to us, so good to us for the whole period, just beginning that we started.
Yeah.
And thank you for doing it, because you care about the community, you care about people wanting to know about real estate and about title. So we're going to a break.
Give us a website, phone number. How do people reach you?
Oh, you can go to ptaaz.com, as I call it, PTAZ. The whole company, everything about us, statewide. Again, you guys are fantastic. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this, and we're just grateful to have been on this journey with you.
Thank you, Mike.
Pataz.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler, who is the designated broker for Indy Realty. We're all employees of Indy Realty. On our show today, we're welcomed by Chad Casper, who is the owner of, I can say, Pillar and Post Home Inspections. How you doing today, Chad?
I am excellent. How are you?
I just want to make sure I got the name right.
You didn't. It's Pillar Two Post.
But that's okay.
Pillar and Post?
Yeah, Pillar and Post. Did. People say Pillar and Post. Yeah. Pillar in Posts. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, John Spur, who is the lender that has sponsored our show faithfully for 2 years, hooks him up with gear so he gets the name right. At least 80% of the time.
Is that the only reason why he gives him gear, is just so he gets it right?
I don't know.
I think so. I think that's probably it. Okay. He'll tell you, be on the show, I'll call him Don, I'll call him Spurry. He's like,
I've been called worse things. It's okay. I'll get you some swag, Ray.
We're here with Chad Casper, who is the owner. How's the missus doing?
She's awesome.
Tell everybody what she does as part of the company.
She keeps me in line.
Yeah.
She smacks me around. No, she does a lot of the back office work. So
yeah.
She does our bookkeeping, payroll. She makes sure everybody gets paid.
Make sure you give her a shout out.
I know. She's awesome. She's the love of my life. So, Shanae, she does an excellent job.
All right. And she filled in for you last time.
Yeah. I know.
She did a great job. Did you guys listen?
We did.
Awesome.
She was like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. I'm like, yeah. She's like, is that what you do all day long? And I'm like, pretty much.
No, you eat a lot of lunches too. Let's be honest.
That too. I do eat a lot of
donuts
lunches.
Once in a while.
A few donuts and coffees and what have you.
You know, I'm going to start.
Yeah.
So what we really like about what you do is that you do everything. You guys are a one-stop shop. So tell us a little bit about how that came about and what clients can expect.
Well, I mean, so my focus is twofold. For our clients, it's to ensure confident home ownership. I know Mike Dalton talked about that's the largest purchase of their life. And so mm-hmm. we want to make sure people know exactly what they're getting into. They have the right information. And then for our real estate professionals, it's our job is to make your jobs easier. We want to help you save time and money. And so anytime there's something that we can do to help you guys out, help the client out, we're going to do it. So that way it saves you guys all that extra hassle. And I mean, it's not bad for us because we also make more money doing it. But yeah, so we're always looking to add new stuff. We just rolled out with solar inspections last month, which is going really, really well for us. So
that's good. I mean, it's a question that we hear a lot, you know, agents network and say, hey, who do you know that does this or that? And solar is tough.
Yeah.
What kind of training did you have to do to bring solar on board?
Solar is kind of a new thing, so there's really not a lot out there. There is a school up in Phoenix that I work with. We take on a lot of their students and train them for their licensing.
Wow.
And so they actually came out with it's like a 3.5-hour course that I took. So we took that, I learned it, and then I taught it to my team, and then we actually went out to a few houses and vacant listings and just, hey, let's go walk the roofs and see what we can see on these panels and look at all the setup and everything like that. And my guys were very surprised that they're like, wow, we learned about that in training. We learned that about in training. We didn't think we'd ever see that. And I'm like, guys, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had like a one panel, I think it was one panel, solar water heater on a house. We need to re-roof it. And the roofing company said, you're going to have to get the panel off there. And I'm like, can't you just take that thing down? And we don't want it, you know, can't you just, and they're like, no. I had no idea prior to that moment. I had no idea how complicated that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And expensive, I might add.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Not cheap.
You were saying, Chad, that you also do, we were talking during the break before you came on, radon inspection, mold, pool, spas. So you pretty much do
If
it's in the house, you guys will take care of it.
Yep, we do
it
all.
And be able to provide them.
Yep, termite as well. We started doing the WDIR inspections.
And you guys don't do any treatments.
No, we don't do any
treatments. Because that would be a conflict of interest.
Correct. Yeah, so we just do the inspection, and then we refer it out to the company that we've partnered with.
I think that's the one thing that I think that Sandra loves about your company is that, what's the word you use, that sit there and you guys just do the inspection, but you farm out, or you give all your information to someone else to go and do the work.
Correct.
So you're not doing it to try to find business for yourself. You're just doing it to do because that's the best thing you do to make sure that the owner of that house is getting the best deal and they know what they're getting into.
Right. Yeah. So in Arizona, it's a huge conflict of interest for home inspectors to be able to do repairs. In fact, mm-hmm. we are not allowed to even do any repairs on a home that we inspect within a year. And so I think it's a huge conflict of interest for
home inspectors
to be contractors in the same sense because they just, it looks bad that they're double dipping.
That's one of the frustrations when we are doing inspections and we have a roofing company come out because it's probably a commissioned person or, you know, the inspector is, you know, looking for work. And so we might get a roof quote that's under $1,000 and then we might get one for $22,000. And so really, the home inspector, who's not necessarily an expert in that field, is the only unbiased party or disinterested third party. I'm sure you've seen a lot of that over the years as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing how what you're saying that, you know, if we get three different people to do three different estimates, you sounded like you were actually drawing on experience when you said the under $1,000 and then $22,000. I don't feel like that was an arbitrary. That's a recent, that actually happened.
Okay, I could actually, I could broaden that. So it wasn't $22,000, but you're absolutely correct. Out of three quotes, one said the roof is in good condition and doesn't need anything. The second quote said minor repairs and cleaning. And the third one was you need a full replacement on the roof, and you go, who do we trust, you know? Right. How do we know? So it's always great when somebody doesn't have any skin in the game, I guess, when it comes to the repairs.
Right.
What would you say is the average time it takes to do an inspection? I know that's a crazy question.
We get that asked a lot. It depends on which of their inspection packages they choose. Depends on what added services we're doing, but I would say on average most homes it's going to take us about 2.5 to 3.5 hours.
And do you recommend that the client or rather the home person who paid you to do the inspection be available or be there for the inspection?
I would, for sure. I always prefer it when the client is there because I can explain things to them on site and really help minimize their concerns. Whereas mm-hmm. when they read my report later that night, they're going to go, oh, this crack that he mentioned in the stucco. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. And I'm like, no. Remember that crack? I pointed to that crack. You looked at that crack. It was, you know, paper thin. It's not a big deal. Like, so it helps calm them down, and I get a lot less questions, and I got mm-hmm. a lot less concerns and pushback once the inspection's done.
Be honest, though. Those photos make that little crack look like it's like a crater. And then when you get there, you're like, oh, they just had to do that so I could see it in the photo.
Yeah.
How about using a camera that's not that good?
We don't endorse that at all.
We zoom in.
How to get a hold of you?
So you can get a hold of us a couple of different ways. You can do that by phone or text. That's 520-271-3005. You can also email us at casperteam@pillartopost.com. And then we also have an online booking option now. So you can go to my website and see our schedule up to date and pick whatever time slot you want. And that's on our website at chadcasper.pillartopost.com.
Yeah, we're here with Chad Casper from Pillar to Post Home Inspection, Sandra, Bray, and Don. On the backside, we'll talk about packages that they have to offer, and we'll start saying some thank you to all of our sponsors as we start to roll out as our last show. Don't, if you hear me cry, I'm not crying because of the show. I'm crying because we got onions in here. Thank you for sticking with us for the last segment of the last show for now. This is Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geiser. We're here with Chad Casper, who is from Pillar to Post Home Inspections. Sandra has some homes she wants to talk about.
Yeah, I wanted to just mention a few of the listings that we have right now. We have a two-bedroom, two-bath town home. It's in Riverwalk. It's located at 2428 East Emerald Moon Drive. And I'm telling you, this is a beautiful unit. It's an end unit. Two stories, and the appliances are less than 2 years old. The air conditioner, thankful for the buyer, went out before it went on the market. So we've got a brand new air conditioning unit there. Unobstructed mountain views from the balcony, and it's just such a great location. Can't say enough about that. And that's range priced from $400,000 to $425,000. That is open tomorrow. From 1 to 4 p.m. We also have coming soon a listing in Silverado Hills. It's a two-story home, four-bedroom, three-bath, 2,298 square feet. It's a large lot with no one directly behind the house, a pool, spa, a downstairs bedroom and bathroom, and that is coming up in a little over a month before we'll have access to the house. It's located at 790 North Promontory Drive, and that is listed between 450 and 475. And then the last one is coming soon at 11240 East Holster Drive, and that's in Bel Air Ranch Estates. Really nice three-bedroom, three-bath. I don't have the square footage yet. We know we're over 2,000 square feet. Beautiful pool, mountain views, updated kitchen and bathrooms, and really nice home.
Great for
him. And that will be coming on the market at $675.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. That was very well written and very well said. You're the best over there. With that, Sandra, talk a little bit about your packages.
Yeah, so we offer three different inspection packages. We call them the three P's, the Plus, Premium, and Prestige. So the Plus package is our standard home inspection. So we're going to check up to 1,600 different items on the home. That does provide a computerized report, so we get that via PDF. Everything's numbered, bullet pointed, color photos, the whole nine yards. You also get what's called the P2P 360, which is a virtual report.
Wow.
Yeah, and they also get P2P estimates, so we can provide an estimate for all of the items that we find in the inspection report. And we also rolled out with a new service called P2P Connects, which is a free concierge service. So they'll help them get their electrical, their water, their trash, their sewer, all that rolled over to the client when they move in.
Man, that is a one-stop shop, huh?
From beginning to end, really, before you own the home until after you're in the house. And I know you helped a client of ours with all those, setting up all those utilities and stuff.
Good. Yeah, it's been a great service. Doesn't cost a thing. It's absolutely free. So
No one wants to be on hold with the gas company or the cable company. Can I say that out loud? Do I have to take that back?
It was generic enough. I'm good
okay.
with it.
Yeah,
it's nondescript.
I'm looking at my broker.
Yet met like, anybody that did love that experience. So I think we're all right.
Pat. Chad, we were talking a little bit about on the break about what do you do for new inspections?
Yeah, so that's kind of a big thing right now.
New construction.
New construction, yeah. New construction. A lot of times people are being told by the builder, like, hey, you don't need inspection. We're going to have inspected for you. We've actually found out that that's an absolute lie. It's actually the county inspectors that are going out there. And the county inspectors aren't there to represent the buyer. They're there to represent the county and the builder. They're okay. there to check a couple of things on code. The county inspectors are overworked. There's not a lot of them. There's not enough of them. They're cranking these things out. And so we're finding a lot of issues on these new construction homes. Mm-hmm. And so we do highly recommend you get a third party inspector out there to help protect your latest and greatest, newest, brand new home. People think that just because they're new, they're perfect. And we're finding they're not.
Is there
I was going to say, every check that you have to write when you're selling a home and you have to do repairs, every check hurts.
Yeah.
But nothing hurts worse than something that the builder should have taken care of before you own the house. That one is the most painful check that you will have to write.
Yep. Yeah. So we recommend people do what's called a pre-drywall, which is before drywall goes up, we look at the structural components, we look at the rough-ins, the plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and then we do a final inspection right before they do their final walkthrough, and then we do a one-year warranty inspection.
And that's priced, there's a package for that?
Yeah, we've got some special pricing on that, so if you do multiples of those, we give you discounts and incentives and things like that.
I was just thinking, I'm thinking about doing it. How do I get a hold of Pillar to Post if I need that stuff?
There's this big, huge spotlight, and it has my logo in there. You flip that on, I'll come running. Our number is 520-271-3005.
And what's the website?
Chad Casper, that's my email, chadcasper.pillartopost.com.
I'm going to sit here, and we got a few minutes left in the show for the final show, but I want to hear, see if Don has some few things he wants to talk about before we move forward to thanking everybody, and I'm giving Chad a little bit more to chat about.
You know, really, I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate in the show these past couple years. It's a truly, you know, my favorite day of the month. Enjoy coming down. And again, just so gratifying to hear that, you know, we have listeners out there that give us the feedback that they really enjoy it and they enjoy the presentation that you guys have given. You know, regarding Indy Realty, we're here for the long haul. We're located at 7255 East Tanca Verde Road. You can reach me, Don Geisler, at 520-869-2376. And we're really proud of what we've put together as a company, you know, which is from a buyer and seller standpoint, you can expect premium, top quality experience service. When we speak with agents that are considering coming on board and being part of Indy Realty, we're very proud of what we've put together. We most certainly have ourselves positioned as a premium brokerage, very agent-centric brokerage with... Granted, we have all of the bells and whistles and probably a little more than most brokerages are offering to their agents with a compensation plan that's outstanding. Mm-hmm. We set out to make sure that our agents can have a great quality of life, adapt to changes in the industry and the market, and we are there to support. So it's been a great 2 years doing this, and thanks for the opportunity to you know, let me talk a little bit about Indy Realty and how proud of our operation, our organization that we are.
Sandra?
I have so many people that I just want to say thank you to. You know, this has been such a wonderful experience for us. You've probably sat through some shows that weren't your favorite and some that hopefully were. And to my mom, whom I make an example of her periodically on this show, and she doesn't always love what I say. No, she does. She's great. But you know, we did have her help her move, and you know, it's real life experience, and I think that's what's keeping it real, right? When we can share real life experiences. We have had phenomenal guests that have joined us here, present company. But also, I have to say, Willie Blake was one of our first ones. Willie Blake is just an amazing person in this community, and they just wrote a book about him. So read the book. We've had White Stallion Ranch was just recently here. Kim Adair with the Arizona Bowl. We've had so much support from this community.
Yes.
And really wonderful people that have been sitting in that hot seat, and it has made this such a special time for us. We can't say enough about our sponsors, Pillar mm-hmm. to Post, of course, Pioneer Title Agency. Rico Pest has been there with us almost since the beginning. Indy Realty, what kind of support is this that your broker will say, hey, you guys have no experience really coming into this radio show, but you want to do a show, I'm all in, and be here every single week that, you know, as a sponsor, and to have that kind of support has been wonderful.
Yes.
And John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage, again, not only has he helped our clients over these years, he has just been a constant good resource for us, but keeping us current on issues, and just what a wonderful team we have built here with the show. And so I want to say thank you to everyone that has been a part of the show.
Chad, I'm going to give you a chance. You got anything we missed or anything you want to bring up or talk about before we end this thing?
Just how ruggedly handsome you are.
Oh, the bromances. They never, never end, I'll tell you.
Ray and I have a deep, deep, deep bromance.
Yeah, so. That's my boy. Everything that my wife, I like to echo everything my wife said. We've been really, really lucky and blessed to be here. I want to thank all of our sponsors, all the guys who've done this stuff. They've done it because they believe in me and Sandra and our ability to get the point across to our listeners that we're all about. Every one of these sponsors are the same we are. They care about people. It's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. There's not a single one of our sponsors who don't think that the client or the person that we're working for is the most important thing. We take care of you. Our business will take care of itself. So we're honored to be associated with Pillar to Post, to Indy Realty, our boss, to Rego Buddy, or Rego RC, to John Spurr, my compadre. And who else we missing? Oh, and Mike Dalton was just here on the show. Yeah, he's always been a great guy and sponsor. They're sponsored because they care about us and they know that we care about the people that we work with.
We are not in the house business. We are in the people business. And as long as we continue to pour into this community and the community gives back, it's just, it's wonderful. I do want to say that starting next week, you'll have a very good friend of ours, Sean Campbell, who's going to be doing the marketing corner. And you may see us pop up even there. We've got an invite that has been extended to us. So be sure to continue tuning in because you're in for a treat. Especially if you're a business owner, to get some insights in marketing your business.
I'm going to ask Chad and Don to give their last emails and information. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, thanks again, guys, for having me. All joking aside, this was a lot of fun. I love being a part of your guys' business, and love Don, love what you guys are doing over at Indy. Pillar to Post, 520-271-3005, and chad.casper@pillartopost.com is our email.
All right. You can always reach me, Don Geisler. I'm the designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty. My number is 520-869-2376. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
I am so proud to have you as part of our team. And anybody
we were the
in good
first
hands
ones, first hires at Indy.
Yes.
Very true.
First and best.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. You listen to the I Am Real Estate Show on KBOI 1030 The Voice. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.